So I was talking about access, that sense of heart opening and love as being one of the gifts of parenting. And another one is about the fact that one of the marks of existence, one of the aspects of reality from a Buddhist perspective, from any perspective really, is impermanence, that things change. So things change and we're not able to control them. That control is an illusion. So the good news is that we have access to that reality, to that lens, quite a lot of the time. You know, the fact that we're not able to really control how things are. So the encouragement, again, would be to use it, you know, to embrace it, to embrace that reality. You may have all of these sort of child-free friends who look very organised and they can work out what they're doing with their time, and that happens. So you could pity them. Poor things. Delusion. I know that the nature of existence is that you can't control it and that it changes. And also, I mean, even the fact of change, you know, obviously all people change, we change. But children, in a way, change more obviously and faster. Mm. And it may not always feel like it, but, you know, you don't have to look for long or look that hard to see that that is what's happening. And again, that that can be really helpful in terms of noticing the different phases, the passing of them. All of this comes down to the fact that mindfulness, the metta, are incredibly important in whatever way we bring them in. And it is important to be really sort of flexible about that. When I was listening to people last night, I was trying to think, okay, so you stop meditating when you have a baby. I had an established meditation practice before I had children, which I know is the case for a lot of people here. But I must have stopped, and I can't remember when I started again. But I do remember moments like the breastfeeding phase, where actually there's just a lot of sitting about, and that that can be, you know, very, very helpful. And I also remember the sort of nap time when I could coordinate ones at playgroup, ones having a nap or ones having a nap. And that I was then conditioned to that I would literally just go, you know, child's gone to sleep, go sit on the cushion and meditate. You know, I think somebody said last night about wanting to re-establish an awareness of why meditation is important or the benefits of meditation. And I think that's because I had already by then huge confidence in the importance of meditation. And it doesn't necessarily need to be those fixed blocks of time. It can be integrated. But, you know, so it was like, okay, I'm not going to clean up. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to do any of the things that you might decide was more important with that time, because it was because of having that sense of it's a real priority. So I think in that sense, you know, there is a bottom line with this practice that says, just do it. You know, and I don't mean that in a sort of beat you over the head with it way, but I think for all of us, there is immense resistance to practice. And I think that's the same whether you're a parent or not a parent, because it's anti-habit, it's counterintuitive. In some ways, it's the most natural thing to sit and be with how we are. But in other ways, it's completely countercultural and counterintuitive. So there is massive resistance. And also, you know, like Amrita was pointing out last night, what you can encounter when you first stop and look at any given moment is that it's actually painful, you know, partly because it may bring home to us how far removed we have been from ourselves and from our experiences. Like this sort of coming home thing, that's the transition to it can hurt. But once we get familiar with that, and it used to, whenever I came on retreat, I remember, you know, I'd go through a period where I'd cry, you know, and it was because coming back to myself hurt. But I got comfortable with that because it was just a transition. It was a transition to something that was absolutely essential for everything, you know, well-being, for spiritual development, sanity, parenting, everything. And I think that's what we can learn to do, is be more comfortable with the fact that is what happens. But really just to be aware that sometimes that thing about, I haven't got time, I haven't got time, you know, it is much, much harder when you're a parent, especially with young children and juggling work and things. However, there will also be an overlay of resistance that is just about the same for everybody. So, in conclusion, what I wanted to sort of raise was this thing about lightening the load and how we can do that in terms of sort of opening up, seeing the holes in the assumptions that we make about ourselves and the holes in how we assume this solid absolute reality in which we might well be the baddie some of the time. So we can just pull that apart a bit like this, making it into lace rather than solid. And we can also open to different views, reframing things in a way that can lighten them, leading to sort of more sort of letting go and releasing. Because it doesn't really help anyone if we're carrying these loads with us. But it does all come down to being in touch with our experience and to finding creative ways to practice within our lives. So that's what we'll also sort of look more at during the rest of the weekend and hopefully support you with as best we can.